American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Idioms. Hey, what's an idiom? An idiom is a group of words that means something different than the individual words it contains. We're going to start out today with a number of idioms that are very common in the English language. Let's try ace in the hole, a hidden but effective means of winning a conflict. Ace in the hole. Here's an example. The other team thinks they can win this basketball game, but that's only because we haven't put our best player in yet. He's our ace in the hole. Here's another. It looked like the politician would lose the debate until he brought up his ace in the hole, an argument that nobody could refute. Hey, this idiom originates from some forms of the card game poker. Next up is ace up one's sleeve, to have an effective but hidden means to accomplish something. Here's an example. It looks like Joanne is going to lose, but I wouldn't be too sure. She may have an ace up her sleeve. In other words, something that might be a secret. Here's another one. No matter how many times I think Paul might lose to me in a game of chess, he never does. He always puts an ace up his sleeve and wins every time. This expression originates from card games like poker. Achilles' heel, a person's weakness or the vulnerable spot of his or her character. Here's an example. We've got to find his Achilles' heel if we hope to defeat him. Here's another one. Hey, John appears to be a highly respected citizen, but I'm sure he has his Achilles' heel. Most people know this came from Greek mythology. Across the board, equally for everyone, for everything, or in all cases. An example might be, the boss made some people angry. He gave 5% pay raises across the board, but some people thought they should have gotten more than others. Here's another one. The car dealership was cutting prices across the board. Every car was on sale, not just a few. Actions speak louder than words. The things that people do are more important than the things they say. Here's an example. She promised to be nicer to her sister from now on, but actions speak louder than words. In other words, whatever she does, right? Instead of just saying you'll do something, let's see what you actually do. Here's another one. Every politician will claim that he or she cares about the problems of the average person, but actions speak louder than words. This expression implies that we can learn about a person's true intentions by looking at what they do rather than what they say. Albatross around one's neck, something or someone that is a burden and difficult to get rid of. Here's an example. That car cost you so much to repair, it has become an albatross around your neck. Hey, why don't you get rid of it? Here's another. I hired my wife's brother to work in my business, but he's worthless. He doesn't do anything. He really is an albatross around my neck. Of course, an albatross is a large sea bird. And this expression comes from the poem The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel T. Coleridge. All kidding aside, speaking seriously. Hey, that was a good joke, but all kidding aside, we have to get to work now. Another example? Hey, what you're telling me sounds unbelievable. All kidding aside, are you serious? Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.